ask you some questions. But before I do that, can I just ask Alan? I'm just shouting because you have to sort of. This tape is a bit sensitive. It's not as sensitive as it should be. So I'm Yunus Khan. I'm just going to ask everybody to introduce themselves.
Ilan Namaz.
Shahid Khan.
Salim Lila. Naveed Rahman. Shabeema.
Thanks. I'm just going to ask a couple, just basically four main questions. And the idea is to spend about just 5-6 minutes on each question. And just to go around and just ask for your views. So the first question is, why do you think cricket is popular amongst the Asian community? Anybody like to respond? Why do you think cricket is popular amongst the Asian community?
I think it goes down to the roots.
Hard for ancestors, probably. Pakistan, Bangladesh.
It's played a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's where it all starts from. Well, played a lot at home in India, Pakistan.
Well, that's where the parents played back home and then imported into this country.
Yeah.
And because sports is like their national body sport.
I think it was the first outlet from when they come abroad, from abroad, first generation, working in the sort of mills or whatever. It was like a get together at weekends and
being able to socialise.
Socialise amongst each other. Play sports which they probably didn't have the time to. Obviously, they came here as migrant workers.
But hockey is a national sport as well, isn't it? In India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Why didn't there be hockey?
But it's not as popular in this country.
Yeah. That's the difference.
Similar popular to in this country.
And probably same facilities. Lack of facilities.
Facilities, equipment. In a part with a couple of things about, you don't need to have all of the equipment. But if you've got like 5-a-side hockey, then everyone's going to need their own hockey bars.
But if you hockey wasn't popular in West Indies, it had a lot of West Indians.
As well, so West Indians as well,
From my recollection, I've been to the villages in India.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody have a hockey stick in their house. Indoors, what I'm saying is cricket was so far ahead
than it was being popular there.
I think what you said was that they used to play cricket already here before. So when the Asian community brought the sport in and the West Indian community, they tied it up with the cricket.
But you've got the facility. When you've got a park opposite your house, within a couple of minutes, it's very likely you're going to take up that sport. When you've got to travel probably 20, 30 miles to just play a game of hockey, it's at least likely people are going to take that up on board.
You made a very important note there. That hockey wasn't played in the parks. You never see hockey being played. Probably a middle-class game, I'm not so sure.
Who do you think introduced cricket? I think you mentioned a couple of things, but was it sort of introduced by anybody? By older anybody's cousins?
When they came in the 60s, that's what they did. They wanted to play cricket. In the 60s, they must have been in the 25, 30s, most of them. But
was that the first generation?
That's the first generation.
Did they actually play as well?
Yeah, the first generation played.
Well, I think the young ones are the first generation.
So the young ones are. But the older ones, like
the older ones. Yeah.
I think my uncle came here in 1960. He didn't play any sports.
No.
I don't think he played any sports until he died. So, and then his family, his sons that were already born there, in the teens and early 20s.
So it was more popular. It was more popular amongst the teenagers.
Yeah,
the first generation.
More popular playing wise, but following cricket as a whole.
The older generation.
The older generation.
There's always been a keen interest
with the older generation.
Spectators.
It's something that they've kind of passed on to to their children. I don't know what it was like in the 60s, but listening to the wireless, watching on TV, and then the kids picking up, and it's just a way of them keeping the roots back home as on because, you know, it's something that they always followed loyally by in India and in Pakistan. Oh, and these kids bringing that on.
The older generation didn't play. Right. It's example because they watched it, but they didn't play. They didn't have the chance to play in India and Pakistan after partition. They were mostly labourers.
Okay. They used to play here every now and then, but it's like a knocker, just like a kicker out. They never played any series.
Yeah. But do you think the important point is that? Because you don't need any expensive equipment in cricket. You know, it's not. I know when I was interviewing people, people said, we just got a few things. You know, they didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
But that was also a reason why cricket was popular.
Yeah. I don't know, but you can say, but then football would have been the first
sport.
Yeah,
I personally disagree. I think cricket is a very expensive sport.
Yeah,
football
is very cheap.
You know, football uses in a ball.
Yeah.
You just kick that.
So I don't
heavy, you just need a racket.
Yeah.
Rugby, you just need a rugby ball.
Snooker,
you need a snooker stick.
Okay. It is expensive, but cricket is an expensive game compared in comparison to football and rugby.
Cricket, just to participate, you pay.
Yeah.
But before you participate, you don't need a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's the investment you've got to make.
Yeah. Okay. I think we've covered most of the points. What about the? The question was why is it popular amongst the Asian community? Now the Asian community is the old generation. Yeah. Why isn't it popular with the Asian community? Do you think it's popular with the Asian community now?
No.
As it used to be, and what? Why isn't it?
My personal point of view, from my, I'll give you an example. My kids are growing up. We don't have Sky Sports anymore. Cricket's hardly ever on.
Yeah.
I
football.
Yeah. He's all over town. Yeah. I mean, 2005, my boys got to know who the cricket was. It was on television.
Right.
England had won the Ashes. He was on.
Yeah.
He was on terrestrial TV.
Yeah.
And I think they killed that when they put it onto Sky.
Yeah.
See, only if, unless the parents are really interested in the game. And I'm not for that matter. So therefore, my boys are not learning anything about it. They know a lot more about football than any other sports. And I think cricket is not as widespread in the media as football is. It should be, I think.
Yeah, but if you just take that point, was it widespread in the 60s? When the first generation started giving.
It was funny, we used to get cricket on BBC and ITV.
It was constant.
It was right.
Yeah, when England were playing at home, it was broadcasted
live. You don't have to mention England. I mean, I remember the Somerset team of the late 70s, early 80s.
The county cricket
was on television all the time, and you look forward to watching the Chile Cup final and whatever.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, I have no idea when they play the finals now.
You won't see a cricket. Probably, if you're lucky, you get to see the odd half an hour highlight.
Yeah, the highlights, yeah.
Okay.
And even then, that's like, you know, late at night.
Okay. All right, thanks for that. I'm just going to go on to the number two question, which is, what role did cricket play for the people who first came to Preston? So what role did cricket play, for example, it's more of the social thing.
You hit it on the head.
Yeah. It's probably social, the fun side.
Right.
I mean, not only that, it's only like, you know, gyms and that, they've only become widespread now, and it's only, you know, sort of in the last 15 years or so that people started like going to gyms on a regular basis. Prior to that, there was no way of keeping active, keeping fit. So it used to be a case of, you know, not only just socializing with the community, bringing other communities together and having the chance to kind of, you know, do something leisurely as well, you know, keeping themselves active, keeping themselves fit.
After working in the mills during the hard winter months, I think the summer came along and it was an outlet.
Yeah.
It absolutely gave them something to do.
Right. I think you covered all of it now. I'm trying to. Again, it comes back to that point now. Do you think it still plays? Do you think cricket still has that role?
I probably would disagree.
No?
No.
But where does it not have the role?
Basically, it comes out to all these new things which have been introduced. You've got leisure centres, you've got obviously gyms. People are... There's so many things to do.
Yeah, play means PlayStation.
There's so many things to do nowadays.
Yeah.
And cricket is... You need to take an entire day out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a case of...
At the moment, this country's
struggling in football, never mind cricket. A lot of the children are obese, overweight, because of the fact that they're not playing the sports. They watch the television at home and play PlayStation.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is. Therefore, the generation sort of change generation.
The other thing is, in schools now, cricket is played less frequently than
every year.
Because by the time summer comes, you play approximately about 3 weeks, and then you're off.
Why is it played less frequently
than before?
I mean, the time is the same, isn't it?
If you just socially, football's seen as the working man's game.
Yeah.
It's not cricket. Cricket's like the kind of middle and then the upper class of game. It's looked upon by some circles as being not higher class game, not working class people. So maybe that might have been a playing factor as well.
Yeah. Well, let me just ask a youngster, do you still play cricket?
Not in school, it's like when it's PE, force the teachers to let us play, and they're like, we have proper facilities for it.
You have to force the teachers to play.
Like in Moore Park, there's not actually any good cricket pitches, and they're right on the other side of Moore Park.
Right.
So then we haven't actually got the facilities for it.
And that's a public park which Moore Park has to use.
Yeah.
Just for these lads to play cricket, and they've got to force their teachers.
It's not a very good quality pitch anyway, it's like a carpet and it's like sweet. So like if you ball it just sweet.
What sports do you play in school instead?
It's mostly football.
Right.
Football, basketball, we've got the
rounders.
Rounders, yeah.
And running, I guess.
So apart from school, do you play anywhere else?
I do. Right. I play for Fulham abroad.
Right. Is there other clubs here? You mentioned, for example, that you were saying that the cricket is a middle class game for people. But do you think that there's more Asians who they think they're middle class, for example, or aspire to be middle class, or are in that category? So you know what I mean? Should it not be more popular? You know what I mean?
I mean,
because they've got more income now,
When I was saying earlier, it's perceived to be not the working man's game. That's not by the Asian community. That's like
generally, as a whole.
I would say that just specifically to the Asian community, because the Asian community, the Asian parents, children. I mean, they want to help play more cricket because it's
to back that point up, that can be clearly identified. You go to Lancaster Grammar, Kirkham Grammar, they take pride in cricket.
Right.
They put a massive focus on
it. A lot of input into it.
Why is it?
Yeah.
Posh grammar school.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that
they have proper cricket grounds, unlike these lads. They've got a more public park.
Yeah.
Not them schools, they've got proper grounds, clubhouses, they've got nets, they've got changing rooms with the ground. These lads, they don't know what to change.
They even have nets.
Well, what I was saying is that if there's more middle class Asians now, for example, or middle class people, whatever, but not just Asians, should it not be more popular now?
There isn't a lot of middle class Asians yet. But if there are, there's only a certain percentage.
But there's more
and out of that percentage, you're going to get only a few playing, aren't you? Mm. So therefore, what I'm saying is, you can't just pick up your bat and your ball and go out and play at the local sports centre, because cricket's not being played there. You've got to go to certain areas.
Absolutely.
And certain fields where prawns and pieces are
right now. Yeah, right. At the moment, if you want to play cricket, as the young lad said, you've got to join the club.
Yeah.
Right. It's as simple as that. He can't even play at his own school. He can't play in his back street.
Yeah.
Right. He's got to travel to a club to play.
I mean, if you have a look now, in towns and cities, you're not going to find an amateur club within the Asian community. It's still going to be like the suburban areas, that's where it's going to be. You're not going to find it in the middle class, the upper class areas. That's all the grounds are located. So it's still, even though you're living within the same city and it's within the same borders of the city, it's still a case of, right, you still have to go from that middle class to the upper class. You're still going to go to that area.
But then again, there's
more
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when we used to play cricket in Evelyn, that was in the local parks, isn't it?
Yeah.
That wasn't like a
middle
That doesn't happen now as much.
No.
The park thing is virtually faded out.
So
are we saying that more people want to play cricket, want to play more professionally than more social life? What I'm trying to say, if there was a cricket club based in Deepdale,
you would
see the amount of people, the amount of youngsters playing
cricket. At the end of the Deep Hill Road, you see a local bowling club.
Yeah.
The Deep Hill. Back in Central India, there was a bowling club.
Yeah.
That was a cricket club.
Yeah.
That would attract the youngsters from the surrounding district.
Absolutely.
Going in to sort of sign up and play more.
I can give you an example. Like, you know that North End Sports? Falcon Street.
Football Club,
don't get used on it now because North End's got it.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago, full of Asians on the Friday and the weekend.
Yeah.
Why? Because that was the only nearest thing for kids to play.
Right.
And that's been taken away. So you have no option but to go to Leicester.
Where was that place, sorry?
The PNE Football Club.
Yeah, the PNE. It was the old training pitch.
Yeah, North End's old training ground, yeah.
Training park,
whatever
you want to call it. 5%.
Yeah. Alright. Thanks for that.
Was it
Lothar
Broad,
isn't
it?
That's
Broad,
yeah.
Alright. Just going to this third question. What was your most memorable moment in playing cricket? Memorable moment in playing cricket. So.
When I played for Fulham and Broughton, I went to my first training session and it took me the team straight away.
Right, so straight away.
Yeah.
Sorry, just give us your name again.
Straight away.
Any other memorable moments?
When I was in year 5, I got picked for the year 6 cricket team.
Right.
And we were at Preston College, we won that. And we got further on to play at Old Trafford.
Anybody else?
I have a few playing at Manchester Grammar.
Most memorable.
I can pick one out. Probably saying meeting Malcolm Marshall.
Right. Malcolm Marshall,
yeah?
Where did you meet him?
He was the special guest in a tournament. And then the team who won it, we had a net session.
Yeah. Anybody else memorable moments?
I mean, I've only been trying to do in the park.
I've
only played on a social rather than a competitive level, so I wouldn't say any memorable moments.
Yeah. But you might have some. Where you might have even named the social moments, you might have seen. Well, if you think of it,
it's so long that I can't remember.
Yeah. So, alright, anything else? Oh, I'll let you do a few sixes off into the houses.
Into the houses.